still here?
Can you hear me?
I
hate these things. I'll be more speaker next time. Anyway, my name is Sandra. It's lovely to see so many lovely people here tonight. Thank you for coming. I want to be as brief as I can, but I want to explain one thing about One Step Nearer to Privatisation. It is on YouTube. You can check it yourself. It's under that. I don't want to direct this at myself, but I have to direct this story about it because it is about me. But I'm thinking more about vulnerable people and elders. My lady at the front there is one of the campaigners. On the 11th of December, I had to go to the hospital with blood pressure of 190 plus. I didn't even know. I had to do treadmills, you name it. I had a fantastic time in Charing Cross because they all know me and they said, march for the hospital while you're on the treadmill. So anyway, I waited 6 more weeks. I got a letter. I thought, yes, they're going to sort me out because I was worried about this because I've never had blood pressure. I got a letter. Now, by rights, I should have gone back to Charing Cross, the Royal Brompton or Hammersmith. No. West Ealing. An hour and a half journey there with Liz. Got there, I said, something don't feel right here. If you're lucky in Charing Cross, you can grab a cup of coffee in a plastic cup. They had a latte, cappuccino, and I thought, what's this about? And green tea, grey tea. Anyway, so I went and saw the doctor. Fantastic, they set me up with this terrible blood pressure thing I had to go home with. Hour and a half back, then I find out, yes, I've been sent from Charing Cross Hospital to a private sector paid by the NHS. We put it on Twitter and quite a few people said, but did this lady have a choice? Yes, I did. I could have gone to Croydon. They were my two choices. So this is why I'm saying, try and look at it because I am speaking on the bus with the thing on, trying to explain. This is one step more to privatisation. And ladies and gentlemen, we are so close in winning our hospitals now. We just got to put more strength, unite and save our hospitals.